And we're live. Smashcast number 23. Back at it again with amazing people to my right. We have AJ in the house.
AJ.
Just competed, and I got my dog.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Love you guys.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it is March 21st, 2024.
Spring is here.
And the world hasn't ended yet.
Not yet. Spring is here. We're just getting warmed up.
We're getting warmed up in here.
I'm definitely warm coming from outside.
Yeah. Is spring officially here?
I think it's officially here, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It feels like it outside, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I was sunbathing yesterday. It was great.
That sounds
was
wonderful.
Getting the D yesterday.
I was getting the D. Full spectrum.
Full consent.
Full spectrum.
Full consent.
That's awesome. We had an amazing competition.
Yeah.
Where AJ competed this last weekend. We were shouting out, you know, the people that were going to compete, and so AJ, give us a kind of like a first person point of view of the competition.
Yeah.
How was your prep? How was the competition? How's the after? What are your results from it?
Take it out. And learnings and all that good stuff.
I know. Whatever. It is what it is. But you know, it was a good prep. I don't know. There's always like the give and takes. It's always a learning process whenever I go through my prep. I would say that up until about the last 3 weeks, it was as smooth as it could have been, but the last 3 weeks I had to adjust because I did start to get a little bit greedy because numbers were feeling good. But even in those moments, and I had to even talk to my coach Reggie about it, it was just like, no, even if the weight feels good because you know you have a goal for the competition, you still got to stay disciplined regardless. So it's like, as much as we want to get greedy,
got it.
Would you rather PR in the gym or would you rather PR on the platform?
Yeah. And
that made itself very evident this past weekend. But
cool. Love it.
All in all, it was still a very successful prep. I still managed to PR on all three lifts. I was awesome. Managed to stay healthy throughout the entirety of the prep because the last time I competed, I had a strained pec, so I couldn't do what I wanted to do. So it was at least to get that monkey off my back.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of
fun to watch. You were fun to watch.
So you PR'd on all three lifts.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So
man.
What are the numbers?
What are those numbers? Yeah.
So my previous squat, I hit 556 in comp, and then this past weekend, I hit 573, which is
nice.
Both the most weight I've ever done in comp and in the gym.
Nice,
amazing.
And then, wow.
That doesn't always happen like that, right?
No, I've gotten good at being able to at least prep in that sense. Like I always want to try to PR on the platform, and that's something that, you know, me and Reggie have always tried to make a focus. It's like, even, you know, yeah, we can PR in the gym all the live long day, but the goal is to always put the most amount of weight possible on the platform.
Yep, got it.
So it was good to at least, you know, squats have been very loyal. Like squats have been the most consistent lift for the last three comps. Like each comp I've PR'd on squat like consistently and significantly. You know, the last three preps, it went from, well, four. My last four squat comps were 512, 540, 556, and then 573. So it's like a big jump, and that's, you know, speaks to the consistency but also the intent behind it, because that was always a lift that I hated. So just putting that effort and seeing it come to fruition on the platform made it that much more sweet.
That's cool.
That's awesome, bench awesome. Is bench. Not gonna lie, bench continues to be that one lift that makes me hate life sometimes, but you know, it is what it is. That's all part of the learning game. And then deadlifts was fairly consistent, but it's still another one of those scenarios where I would rather PR on the platform than I would in the gym. So that's going to be something that moving forward I put a lot of emphasis on. But all in all, it was the competition was great. It was great to see everybody on the platform. It was great to see people who I haven't seen in a while on the platform. You know, seeing everybody, especially from our gym, hype each other up, because that's, you know, that's why you show up at the competitions. And we always bring a big group. Like, you're going to know that Smash Iron is there. Yeah. Whether they're competing or not, you're going to always know that we're there.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. And even, you know, even just being there watching the people compete the day before, it was like, I can already feel the adrenaline start to build up for myself, and I'm not even competing yet. I don't compete till the next day. So it's like, okay, I have to refocus, because I'm like, okay, I'm already about to burn energy, and I haven't even started warming up yet. So, but it was a lot of fun this weekend to see everybody do what they worked so hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, we get to see it every day. You know, you guys get to see it every day in the morning or even with us at night. You know, everybody putting in the effort, but to see it actually come to fruition on the platform means a lot for everybody.
It's amazing. It's amazing seeing it. So what were your bench numbers and what was your deadlift number?
So I ended up tapping out at 391 on bench. And then on deadlift, I ended up finishing with 645 on deadlift.
Amazing. Nice. Those are good numbers, man.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow.
So what are elite numbers now? Like, you're getting close to that, right?
I'm getting close. Like, this is the first time that I've been able to crack 1,600 total. But, you know, in terms of, like, my body weight, I want to be as close to 17 as possible. And I know, like, I'm almost there. Like, I just have to keep working at it. But I feel more confident in my ability to get there now just because I have a better understanding of everything. You know, I just have to, you know, try to keep myself in one piece and do the things that I know I'm supposed to do. But, you know, elite totals, you know, when I look at elite totals and I see, you know, obviously I'm factoring in my own body weight because I'm in the 242 class, you know, undersized, but still 242 nonetheless. I see guys who were, you know, benching what I deadlift, and even though I know that's a far cry from where I want to be at the moment, that's what I look at.
So hold on, 242 elites are benching 600.
Yes. Plus, there are some who are just strong as heck. Like they're.
Hey, what's up, Randy?
Randy.
Yes,
Randy.
Randy, come and join us.
Come and join you.
Yes, okay. Come and join us. So we got Randy. Just walked in. Randy was actually a ref at this comp that we're talking about right now, and he's actually going to be our meet director for our December 7th competition.
Woo-hoo!
So we're just talking about elite levels, elite totals, and just how the comp was in total right now.
Great. Awesome. So anybody that was at the meet saw it was pretty legit, pretty hype. But they haven't seen the hype that we're going to bring to Smash Iron Fitness.
I love it.
Oh, it's only just
That's
beginning.
What I'm telling you. Only That's just right. Beginning. Home field advantage, baby.
Home exactly. Exactly. So I was actually talking to Steve that day.
Yep.
And he was like, man, I don't have a chair in Nevada. And he was actually talking about you being chair for Nevada as well. Oh, so I mean, that was the conversation.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Foreshadowing.
What's the people think on the live feed here?
Yeah, on the gram.
Do I be the chair for Nevada and Wisconsin?
Yes. I think it's a yes.
He's got it.
Do we
I
show Nevada that there's more than one option in Nevada?
Yes. Yes.
In
yes.
Vegas, especially.
For sure. I mean, like it's like I feel like Vegas is like a it's like a destination.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely
like,
for every sport.
For every sport. So it's like I feel we have so much room to grow.
For sure.
100%. 100%. There's a lot of opportunity. With several gyms in the area, and I would say there are several gyms in the area that are great, that could bring a lot to the table as far as Nevada goes. So I think we could grow the base pretty well.
Oh, yes, yeah. me too. But this December 7th is going to be, what is this saying? Okay, sure. this December 7th is going to be our first meet with Randy. We've had a meet here before, but it wasn't as consistent as we wanted it to be. Yeah. So this time around, it's going to be different.
For sure.
It will be different.
Yes, guaranteed. It will be different. It will be different because Randy's in the house.
So prior to even asking these guys, these awesome dudes that are right here, plus everybody else that's part of the gym, Smash Iron was the choice. The reason it was the choice is from day one, they made me feel like family. So when it that means the world to me. There's, like I said, there's several other gyms that I went to. I'll give a shout out to the Lift Factory too. I've been over there. That was a great gym too, but I tried a bunch of other ones too. Smash Iron was my end result because it just, I felt like I was at home with the lift. They bring the hype when I needed the hype. You guys have seen my videos. Whoa. That's the type of hype that we're going to bring to this event. So If you're interested in doing a powerlifting competition, we are very new lifter friendly. We love the new lifters. We're not just about bringing elite lifters in. That's not our style. We want to grow the base. No question is a dumb question when it comes to powerlifting. Trust me, I get people that send me videos all the time. Say, hey, is this the depth? Is this not the depth? What do I need to do to improve? What I will say is if you ever do that, make sure, especially on squats, you send me side views. I had people sending me front views, and I would tell them right out that they'd have to send me side views. And they're like, well, I don't get as many clicks that way. Well, you really don't want my advice then. If that's what you're doing.
You really don't want comp standard.
Right, right. Comp standard is 100% different. Find yourself a coach also that is hard on you but fair. And what I mean by that is the fact of you can't have a coach when you're not even close to depth. Good job, little Johnny. And that drives me crazy when people do that. And then they get in the competition and they wonder why they bomb out.
Right.
You bomb out because your coach has been giving you bad advice. So,
and that's with all due respect.
to the standard, you know, below parallel on squats. I always tell my guys to train with commands.
Yeah.
Always train with commands. Do the pausing. Do a full 1 second, even though the bar is supposed to be motionless on bench. And just try your best on every lift you do, especially your top sets, probably the most crucial, to make sure that you're doing everything to comp standard. So,
for sure.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Completely.
And Randy, how did you do in your comp? You competed this time around, and like how
no.
how was your prep? How was the comp? And then how do you feel now?
Sandbagger. Well,
Sandbagger. So this is what I'll say. So everybody knows I'm only 21 years old, so it wasn't so bad.
Still a spring chicken.
All right. So 48. I still consider myself competing at a somewhat high level at 48 years old. I didn't perform like I wanted to. Most people would look at what I lifted and whatever and say, man, damn, that was good. That's not good to me. Happy, not satisfied.
Yeah.
So how I explain it.
That's it.
I did a new comp PR on squats. On bench, I sort of...
Can I say shit?
Yeah.
I had to check to make sure I could say shit. I felt like I shit the bed on bench. People at home have seen me lift 386 and flew. I actually had to drop my opener because it was feeling heavy in the warm-up area. I only ended with 165 kilos, which is right around 365. Went for my national, to break my national record on bench, and just wasn't there that day. I did a stupid cut, which I shouldn't have done. So live and learn. I did a cut. I was already in the weight group. I was just trying to get a better dot score. Never again. So if anybody can take anything away from this competition from me, is do not do a cut unless you absolutely are going to set some type of national or world record. Don't even do it for state records. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. Like I said, I was in the 100 kilo group walking around this whole time. I just lowered it all the way down. I was like 206, and I've been walking around at about 216 to 220.
Oh yeah, that's a big cut.
And I'm like, that was stupid. So it actually reflected on my bench. Squat, I know I had more on squat because 2 weeks ago I did 220 like it was nothing. 220 kilos, that is, for those that don't know kilo, 485.
485.
I'm good at kilos.
For you uncultured swine.
Yes. Deadlifts, I've been dealing with a hip issue for about a year and a half, 2 years. And I didn't post any of my videos because I'm only going to post once I hit what I think is good. But those that were there saw my last lift. I actually had a pinch in my hip, and it acted up again. So my next comp, I'm not telling anybody when my next comp is. I'm not one of those that wants the social media clicks. I just would prefer to do it in darkness, and the people that are close to me I can share stuff with. But we're coming for some national and world records at the next comp.
Let's go. I never knew we were such kindred spirit.
Well, there's too many people. I think too many people are so worried about how many clicks they get on social media than about how strong they are.
For sure.
And I said, you got your elite lifters out there. And I always use, and I'm going to say this because he's from Wisconsin. He only lives an hour away from me, John Hack. John Hack is a great guy. Probably one of the most humble guys you'll ever meet. Super silly with his buddy Ty Dunn. Hi, Ty, if you happen to see those or somebody tags you. Ty is such a great guy, too. They're best friends. He's actually competing at one of our competitions coming up. I'm not going to say which one because he hasn't officially put it out there himself. But he's competed at a couple of mine, and then John has come to our meet. And I'm telling you, the humbleness that I felt around John. John's truly not out there for the clicks. John is just such a humble guy. There are powerlifters out there. And I won't go into the names. You guys can put your own little thing out there. But when I hear somebody say, I am powerlifting, I don't want to ever, ever see that guy again. Nobody is above powerlifting. John Hack is probably the guy that could say, I am powerlifting, and you'll never hear that out of John's mouth.
Absolutely.
Just be humble about it. Be helpful with others. Help elevate the sport. And that's what we're trying to do by the meets that we're doing. We've expanded from our gym at Fry's Family Fitness in Wisconsin to Madison, Wisconsin, now up to Menominee, Michigan. We're still looking at trying to get into Minnesota or close to Minnesota, and we've also looking to get back in Milwaukee. We had a little bump in the road with Milwaukee, but we'll get back to Milwaukee. And then, obviously, when I was out here with Carlos, there was talk about them wanting to do a powerlifting meet. He'll tell you I'm a man of my word. I told him I would go talk to Steve. I went the right route and said, hey, Steve, do you want to handle this? He goes, hey, if you want this one and you think it's good, you can take it. I went back to Carlos, said, I think we're in. You ready? He goes, we're on board.
Let's do it.
And we've got great guys here. We got AJ here. We got the dog who's in the house. Reggie has been a big voice here. Just so many lifters. John was at the meet. JP was at the meet. A lot of the lady lifters from Smash Nine were at the meet. They're so helpful and made it so easy for me to say, we're going to do this. There's going to be investing going on Carlos's side to make sure that we can make this happen.
Yep.
But we are involved in bringing the hype.
Let's do it.
So you want to meet where we uplift all lifters and not just certain ones. Yep. Smash Iron is going to be the one to come to in Vegas.
That's right. December 7th. So mark your calendars, guys. December 7th. If you're even considering just doing, bench only.
I'm sorry. Bench only.
if you're considering, just doing, your first meet, I'm actually trying to prep one of my San Diego. No, not San Diego. Where's she at? Having a fasting brain fart right now. She's in Washington. Angela. So if you're watching this, Angela, I'm shouting you out here. She's considering doing her first ever powerlifting meet.
And all the way from Washington.
That
is awesome.
And she was my client here, and she started with me like not lifting at all, and now she's actually really strong. She was doing how much was she doing? She was doing 165 pounds on deadlift for like sets of 12. I'm like, and for an older lady. She's an older lady.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty good.
Pretty decent.
That's pretty good.
Pretty significant.
Absolutely. Right? And so, hopefully Angela will be coming out and competing and representing.
Well, I will say this. Since we started doing our meets in Wisconsin at our gym, Fry's Family Fitness, give a shout out. Yeah. we've had people from 7 or 8 different states in one meet at one time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa. We've had Texas coming up. We actually had somebody from Vegas fly over.
Wow.
He was visiting the area, wanted to do a meet. So what I'm saying is this is not just going to be a meet for the Vegas people.
Right.
I've already had people reaching out to me from other states.
Amazing.
Wisconsin, mainly, but they said, hey, we're going to make a vacation out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great idea.
It's a destination spot.
It's the perfect time to do it now. It's summer.
And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Just kidding.
Beyond Jones.
How does someone sign up for the December 7th event?
That is a good question. So everything is done online.
Okay.
Online registration, USPA.net. So what you do is you go to that. You go to the members tab, you scroll down to events. You can actually scroll by state. So if you want to just go to Nevada, you can go to Nevada. You can go to Wisconsin. You can go to Minnesota. You can go to any state. So you'd go to Nevada, and you'll find drug-tested Smash Nine Fitness Open. You do have to be a member in order to click on it to go into it. So you have to pay whatever the membership fee is. That's through USPA. That is standard. You have to have a membership. Memberships are good for 1 year. What I would suggest is, as long as it's not full, and it's going to fill, but as long as it's not full, wait a little bit, because then your membership lasts for a whole year. All right. And I'm just trying to save some people some money, because then that'll give you time to compete in a couple other competitions if you wanted to. If you don't want to and you just want to make sure that you get in, go ahead and get on, get your membership. Maybe even do one before Smash Iron. That might be a suggestion, too. Steve and Shelly are coming back out in September at the same place, September 7th and 8th. It is called Desert Rampage, I believe. Drug tested one day and non-tested the other. More than likely, they'll, and this is not me, I don't run that meet, but more than likely he'll do it like he did on last weekend, where he runs the drug tested, but he also is going to run the non-tested with it. In another flight, it actually ran better that way, in my opinion.
It was very smooth that way.
Got done a lot earlier.
Yeah. Very, very smooth.
AJ was at the one that, hey, no thumbs down here. What are you doing? AJ was at the one prior to this one, I believe, back in September. He competed, or some of the other guys did. I know Jamie did from here. That was actually a whole separate meet. There wasn't very many lifters, but it made it a lot harder, because when there's only like four lifters, you have to give them like 5 to 6 minute break in between, because you got to simulate a 10 meet lift or 10 lifter meet. So it actually ran a lot better this way, went a lot faster, and we were out of there by, I think, 4:30. Compared to back in September when it was like
10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was late. It was like, oh, wow. I don't know if it was 10, but it
was close.
It was pretty close. Darn close. It was close. It was dark out. In September.
It was pretty damn dark.
So yeah, just go on the website and you can see any meet that USPA runs. If you're a traveler, such as we are, and obviously I have to travel because I don't feel right competing in my own meets, and I'm the only one in Wisconsin that runs them right now. So I do have to travel to other meets, and I prefer to travel out here to Vegas, and then we end up making a vacation out of it. So sort of like the guys are going to do in December. Like I said, several people have said it. This thing is going to fill up, so I would strongly suggest not waiting till the very last moment to do this.
And how many spots do we have open?
We have a lot yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, how many? Like total? Like how many?
Oh,
how many,
okay.
Well, so what are we maxing out to?
So the meet is 60 lifters.
60. Okay.
That's standard. So you can have four flights. The standard is four flights, 15 lifters in a flight. Okay. And sometimes it runs into where there's only 13 lifters in a flight because they're only doing bench only, say. So that still counts as an entry. So then you have 13 squatters, and all of a sudden you have those extra benchers. They fill up that flight, that next flight that they do. And then it goes back down on deadlifts, or people do deadlift onlys and it ends up filling up that way too.
Okay. Fantastic. So there you go. And then maybe next time we can have a second day. For non-tested, right?
What I'm going to say, as a meet director, we have to have the proof that the non-testers are going to fill a meet. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll just go back and say, back in September, there was literally only four people for the non-tested.
Literally four.
I mean, he was there. I was there. For those that are meet directors, that barely pays for the registration fee alone. So then you add to the medal cost. And if you do any prizes, stuff like that, and which we do, we do a ton of prizes. It doesn't pay for our meet director to do that. I am in it for the powerlifting community, but I'm also not in it to lose money.
Right. Correct.
Okay. And I don't care if I only make $100. It is what it is. As long as I make something, I still have to pay for my time and effort, along with all the spotters and loaders, all the refs. We bring refs in from out of town typically. And that's what we needed in Nevada. Steve and Tyler both mentioned that at the meet, that we're looking for state refs for Nevada in order to grow this thing. AJ would be a good one. Reggie over there would be a good one, too.
Mindy, you know who you are.
Johnny.
So there are several. The thing with that, and I'll say this out loud, what I do for my refs that ref for me, if you do enough competitions for me, I actually allow you to compete in a competition that I run free of charge. Okay, there's not a lot of people out there that do that.
That's awesome.
That just shows my gratitude towards people that are willing to give back to the community of powerlifting. So that's one of the benefits of it. There is no standard pay that's set by USPA that meet directors have to do. I do pay. I'm not going to say how much. It all depends on how the meet is. I mean, if it's only 10 to 20 lifter meet, usually I have local people do that. They don't have to drive very far. if I do have people that drive out of state, typically Ed and Linda out of Missouri actually drive all the way up to Wisconsin. So they drive a six-hour drive, wow. And we appreciate them so much. Wow. So we pay for them for a hotel room. We take them out to eat. We cover their food for the day of the meet.
Nice.
They get a shirt out of it, and then we pay for their gas mileage, and we pay them for that day.
Wow.
So
wow.
If we absolutely have to, that's what we do.
It's amazing.
We do whatever it takes to make stuff happen. So, but I'm telling you, I can't stress it enough. This is going to be the meet that proves if this is going to work or not, and I believe that it's going to. We will be giving a lot of stuff away.
Amazing.
I can't go into detail. I can tell you the last couple meets that we've done, we've totaled anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 that goes back to lifters.
Amazing. Wow.
A lot of that is through sponsors. Wow. Iron Rebel has been very good to us. Wow. Granite Supplements has been very good to us. Strong Arm Sports has been very good to us. Ward Smelling Salt has come on board. Patrick Wright, who owns a construction company out of Milwaukee, has come on board with us. And our newest one is Valkyrie Systems. They sell a lot of knee sleeves, wrist wraps. They've come on board with some discount codes that people can use and stuff like that.
Amazing.
And then I got to say, Fry's Family Fitness does sponsor too. What we have been doing, and there is a certain number that we do have to hit, we've been giving barbells back to the best DOTS score winner, male and female.
Wow,
and that's awesome. For full power, raw, open only, that we cover that with. But, yeah, they walk home with a barbell, full power barbell. It's basically like a Texas power bar. That's from Strong Arm Sport. Strong Arm Sport has been great to us. We get big enough, I'm telling you right here today, that we're going to do like we're doing for the Midwest Regionals next month in Wisconsin. We are giving away a kilo plate set to the best male and female DOT score winners.
That's big.
So if we get big enough, I will, right here today, you can look back at this. We will do something like that here down the road. We got to see how the first one turns out first.
Give it some time.
But I can tell you right now, the first one, we will still have between $1,500 and $2,000 going back to
the
lifters.
Amazing.
Because of our amazing sponsors.
Wow. Amazing. Wow. See? Randy gives back.
I do give back.
And they say powerlifting doesn't pay.
That's right.
You know, it's like, I feel, but that's it, man. I feel like this is something we've been missing, is someone like you and your stance and someone that loves the sport so much to take over, essentially, you know, and run something here in a spot that is highly capable, with people that are highly capable in the community that are highly capable, and then bringing you your hype, you know, and your, you know, connections and knowledge and everything like that. Is I'm excited for it.
Yes. And like I said, if you've never been to one of our meets, which probably the people that are watching this probably haven't yet, but if you've been to the meets where I'm at, I try to get the crowd involved as much as I can, because I don't believe I'm the only one that feeds off it. I'm pretty sure a lot of people feed off it.
For sure.
I love the noise. I love the cheers. And just, I don't know, there's something about it. And if there's a certain song playing, I love that too.
Whoa. I'm surprised they didn't have your theme song ready.
I know.
Yeah. Right? They should have.
Okay, well, that's another perk that we do. So I will say this, and this will be in Carlos's hand to make sure that happens. Because at our gym, we have it set up where we actually have the phone in the back by the lifters. And the day that they come way in, we actually allow them to pick the song that they want for their third attempts. Now, I know there are meet directors out there, they do it on their third deadlift. And I ask myself, what about the bench press only guys? Why just deadlift only? So we took it a step further. They can run it how they want. We're going to run it how we want. For every third attempt, so squats, bench, and deadlift, if you have a song you want picked out, you tell me when you sign in. We download it on my phone, and it's in the back. You click on it when you come out to the platform. We raise the volume. We raise the level of hype.
Let's
and
go.
That is your song.
Let's go.
So you will hear, whoa.
Got to get the whole crowd to say it.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
If you get the whole crowd to say it, it's game over.
Yes.
Yes. So not only on third, but if somebody does decide to go for a fourth, then we obviously play it for that, and we get even louder.
Amazing.
So,
amazing.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I like that. I mean, that's just energy, you know? Yep. Especially like, I mean, we train with music and we train, you know, we have specific songs that turn us on,
yep.
you know? And so, and especially on a platform that we need to PR, I think it's almost necessary.
Yeah.
Music is good for your mental health.
But yeah, sure. Big time. I think it's not just that. I think it's also the personalization that you're giving.
Sorry. I think it's also the personalization that you're giving. It's something very personal to that lifter. And so it goes to show, you know, how you support the culture.
That's right. Now, the other thing to remember before I forget, I feel like I'm going all over the place.
No.
That's how I operate.
This is good.
Script, no nothing.
This is straight off the dome.
Oh, wait.
This is raw, not cut. I'm not gonna edit this. This is what it is.
So, if you're not a lifter, what I strongly suggest to people, come and watch a meet first. Why do I say that? It gives you the basis of what the standards are by watching first. Okay. It gives you the base of what it's all about, the hype, whatever. I'll tell you right now, there are so many people out there, I don't want to do it because I don't want to be in a singlet. Okay, I get it. Get over that.
Please.
Once you get over that,
it.
Yes,
please. Get over
nobody,
it.
Nobody cares.
No one will judge you, I promise.
Nobody cares. The best way you can get over that is to actually wear that singlet in your gym around other people when you're doing some of your top lifts. So that's what I do. When I get to my... you know, a couple weeks before and I'm getting to my RP9 type lifts, I throw my singlet on, prepare for it. That way I'm ready to rock and roll. Mm. All right. Number two, even if you don't want to lift or you're past that, we welcome spectators. All right. We want to fill this place on December 7th. All right. So come on out. Spectators are more than welcome. There will be a fee to get in. We haven't decided that yet. But there will be a fee to come in and watch for the day. It is worth it. You want to talk about a sport that uplifts everybody? Powerlifting is a sport that does that.
Yep.
It is so amazing to see everybody cheer for everybody. Even the ones that are in your group, you're like, come on, let's go. Okay, at the end of the day, yeah, do you want to win? Oh, absolutely. You're still doing the strategy of looking at the computer, seeing what your totals are, seeing who's in your group, blah, blah, blah. Or your coach is doing that. But at the end of the day, you're still cheering for everybody because you want to see everybody get good lifts. You want to see everybody go home safe. And not injured for the day. Shit happens. People do get hurt. So I'm not saying that never happens. But come out and watch. You'll be totally shocked. Another way, besides being a ref, that you could help give back and be part of the sport is to volunteer to help with the event. What I mean by that, spotters and loaders, people at the door, whatever Carlos has for that day, we need help, all right? So if you're really good at spot and loading, I really enjoy it. I don't get to do it as often as possible. When I go down and help Ed and Linda down in St. Louis, Missouri, they usually have me do the first flight because I can help set the pace. What I mean by that, because I'm very fast.
Nice.
Nice. So I know kilos, I know the next up, and I'm actually literally taking the collars off as the person's racking. And sometimes I'll have the next weight on before they even step off the platform. Not saying you have to be that good, all right?
But it certainly helps.
But it certainly helps keep the pace of the meet going. But we want people to help spot and load. I'm sure Carlos has that handled already, but if you truly want to give back, don't hesitate. Say, hey, I'd like to give back. I want to see what this is all about. That is the first step to saying, hey, I want to do this, all right? All my refs, I can guarantee you, have spotted and loaded at some point in time. I'm a true believer, and beyond the powerlifting side, right out of high school, I started into the foundry business. I was literally working from the floor level. I made my way all the way up to a plant manager position and did my schooling throughout when I did it that way. I'm a true believer of the same thing with powerlifting. You do all the jobs that you think are beneath you. Well, I mean, I don't, but there are people out there, spotting and loading's beneath. Get out of here. Spotting and loading is one of the most important jobs out there.
Agreed.
All right. You want to make sure you are also a very good spotter and loader and actually can handle what is happening. So if you need to grab the bar, you need to grab the bar. We want every lifter to go home safe. Knowing that as a spotter and loader means the world. But they are the ones, they are the most important ones. I'm not the most important one. Carlos is not the most important one. Those spotters and loaders are number one on the day of a meet. So definitely want some good spotters and loaders, but a good way to give back to the powerlifting community.
Yeah, we'll take care of you too.
Oh yeah,
no worries.
Absolutely,
we'll take care of you too.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Well, you guys here to hear first, December 7th. Come by, support, right? Let's compete. Let's show up. Let's show out. Thank you, Randy, for taking this on.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be a fun road. And I definitely see this, you know, being successful. And I see us, you know, even further into next year.
The other thing I want to add. So, guys, mark this on your calendar, and Carlos is going to do this too. We travel out to Vegas a lot. My wife and I love it out here. We have a timeshare out here, so we know how to use it. We know the slow times to travel. We come out anywhere from 5 to 6 times a year. We come to this gym 5 to 6 times a year. May 12th through roughly May 18th, 19th, we got the flight out. We haven't bought the flight back yet. We will give an update that week sometime. I will come back on here. We'll give an update as far as the meet goes, how's the prep going, what equipment we have, either ordered or here on spot, where we're at with maybe spotters and loaders, where we're at with some lifters, without giving the exact number, just general updates.
General update. I like that.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep. And we'll do that. We'll do that throughout the year. Another one, possibly, I can't guarantee, is drug tested nationals. From the week of June 23rd through the 30th, we are back out here then. We'll try, maybe, might not be able to, but then we're definitely back out here in September for the drug-tested Desert Rampage. So there'd be another update then. So we want to give you guys as much updates as possible.
Yes.
Keep everybody informed.
Love it. Do you guys want to add anything else for today?
Nope.
You good?
That's perfect.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for joining us for SmashCast number 23. Catch us on Spotify and iTunes. And stay up to date. If you have any questions, let us know. And thanks for joining. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Whoa!